This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Next week, Congress will reconvene and feel the pressure to do something about guns and gun violence. Some Democratic presidential candidates have proposed a number of federal gun policies. They range from implementing a mandatory government buyback program to requiring every American to obtain a federal license to purchase a firearm. Some call for banning assault weapons. Most call for universal background checks. The members of Congress promoting these various gun policies cite a number of polls that document public frustration with shootings and congressional inaction. But they might want to look deeper into these polls to understand what American voters really feel are appropriate policies. Sometimes Americans tell pollsters they want congressional action but aren't really ready to pay for it. You might remember my commentary last month on climate change. Americans said they want Congress to address this environmental issue, but a majority said they were only willing to spend a dollar a month on the issue. A Pew Research Center study on the demographics of gun ownership found that nearly a majority of American adults live in a household with a firearm. That percentage is even higher for rural Americans. Nearly three-quarters of Americans who own guns said they can't see themselves not owning one. Most proponents of universal background checks argue that they would require a national gun registry. That would be the only way the government could determine if a transaction was made in compliance. How many of those Americans I just mentioned who live in a household with a firearm feel comfortable about having their firearms registered with the federal government? Americans may be calling for congressional action, but I suspect some members of Congress and various candidates have misread what voters would find acceptable. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
From Affirm Films and the Kendrick Brothers, Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shire, rated PG, now playing in theaters. OvercomerMovie.com.